Good evening, pet. How have you been doing down here? Did you miss me? Oh, you're shivering. You must be cold. Nothing but those thin little rags to keep you warm. Brighten that face, beautiful. Your shivering is a good thing. It means that toxin might have finally cleared your system. And do you know what that means? That means you may finally return upstairs with me, where it's nice and warm and safe. No more chains and torture. Well, not down here, anyway. Come, let me look at you. You flinch away from me. What? Are you afraid that I'm going to hurt you? How well you know me. Of course I am, my pet. You know that by now. 3 weeks down in the dark, my evenings spent reminding you of your place, on your knees, begging and weeping, helpless. It's only discipline, my darling little thing. I suppose you're too blind to see it, but I am helping you. You have no place to go. No one to soothe the aching marks and welts on your back, to whisper you into the sweet embrace of slumber. No one but your mistress. And then, only if you have earned it. I have kept you alive, intact, mentally. Perhaps not, but physically, entirely. I can promise you the creatures in this forest would not have been so kind. And all I ask in return is your fealty. Now, bring me your arm. Do not be so stubborn. You know that I may take anything from you if I so will it. I would suggest you be grateful for my generosity before I take what I wish. And oh, I will not be gentle. There now, that wasn't so difficult. Let me see. Move your fingers, one at a time. Yes. Good. And then all together. Make a fist. Wonderful. I think you may be fully healed. But there is only one way to be certain. This will only hurt a moment. I would use my fangs, but I am uncertain if your blood is clean, and I am unwilling to risk it. Yes. Your bouquet is as delicious as I remember. Oh, all this blood. Don't worry, poor thing. I'll clean this up for you. Delightful. And look, you're almost as good as new. Come, let me unshackle you. Careful, you are weak. You have lost strength being down here, immobile, chained. Let me help you to your feet. There we are. Now let's get you upstairs and into some new clothes. These smell rather ripe. Do you like the fire, pet? Isn't it nice? Say thank you. You're welcome. Good manners are a sign of good breeding, and woefully underappreciated in this era. Do you know why I brought you here, to my chambers? Surely you don't think it is simply to sit by the fire and exchange pleasantries. No, of course not. This is a bit of a special occasion. I must make amends. To you? Would I make amends to this table? No, my friend. She traveled all this way to see me. And the very first night, everything was spoiled by a wayward pet. She went through so much effort to find you on my behalf, when she should have been relaxing, sitting where you are. She was out, tromping through the leaves and dirt and muck to find you, a human. It was utterly beneath her, but she did it out of love and loyalty. So now, we are going to repay her. Do not try and run. You couldn't, even if you wanted to. You lack the strength. So instead, I will command you to look into my eyes. Look into my eyes. Now. Very good. Look deep into my eyes. Do you see how dark they are there? How black, like pools of ink, like midnight, and endless eternal darkness? Do you feel how they pull you down? Little hands, warm and sticky, as if they were made of tar, glue. You feel yourself trying to pull away, and every time you do, they draw you in further, like quicksand. And yet, as you struggle, you feel a comforting wave wash over you, a soothing, familiar feeling. Like a blanket covering you wholly. From the top of your head to the very tips of your toes, you feel as if your soul is swimming in a deep, divine ocean of pleasure. Don't you feel it? How good it is to be owned, to be mine, to do as you are told. Yes, it feels so good. Better than anything you have felt before. You feel your will begin to slip away. Your ego fades into the background, completely superfluous. You exist simply to serve. Nothing brings you greater happiness than fulfilling your purpose. And your purpose is pleasing your mistress. Isn't it? Yes, it is. And it feels so good. Nothing is more divine than supplicating yourself to the will of your mistress. That sweet surrender. It is orgasmic. As you follow it down, down, down in my eyes, the hands no longer hold on to you, but you to them, returning their embrace. This is everything you have ever wanted, and everything you could ever need, exactly as it should be. Now, pet, how do you feel? Very good. I'm so glad to hear it. Now sit. Stay. I will return in just a moment. Ah, there she is. Poor little thing. She's so thin. Magra.
Yes. Not being able to move your mouth makes getting sustenance a bit more difficult. But do not worry. I'm sure she's up for the task at hand. Besides, I fed her before you arrived, and with her mind fully in my thrall, she will do exactly as I command. Or die trying.
Perfetto.
Pet, this is my friend. You may remember her from earlier. Yes, of course you do. You are to do exactly as she tells you. Is that understood?
Bellissima. Stand up so I may look at you. Ah, fantastico. Take off your clothing. You will not need it. Your body is quite nice, human. Even after your ordeal, poor thing. You are quite lucky she did not break your neck.
Good. Very good, pet. I think you owe my friend a debt of gratitude for all that she has done for you. Don't you agree? Yes. So lie back on the bed. Just like that.
I do like this struggling, but there is something extraordinario I'm not a willing pet to play with.
Oh, that's nothing. Come, pet. Offer her your neck.
Oh, spettacolare! Uno sputino.
Good job, my little human. I wonder. We spoke of breaking minds. But how far can I bend yours to my will? Let me see. Yes. I think this will do nicely. Does this feel good, pet? Having your mistress touch you here? I know it does. Say thank you. You're welcome. You're so aroused, aren't you? Yes, you are. Your blood must be so confused. It doesn't know whether to flee from your neck or race down to the growing wetness between your legs. The iliac artery, pumping away. I could bite down and drain you so quickly if I wished. And yet, there are other things that I think I would like to taste. You are so warm, little human. The blood pulsing through you. Making you so soft and wet. My lips must feel cold. You like that, don't you? The cool wetness against the warmth of your womanhood. I can practically taste the blood beneath the flesh here. It is so delicate. So hot and alive. Would you like to feel your mistress's fingers inside of you? You would, wouldn't you? Well then, we are in agreement.
Ah, bellissima. You are not having all the fun without me.
No, my dearest, never. I was hoping you would join us. She likes to whine so much. I was thinking you might find a way to shut her up.
Sei dolcissima, always eager to share. Come, little human. Show me how grateful you are for my help, Oh, Gato, your tongue. Yes, yes. Oh, mio Dio, it feels so good.
You enjoy this, I can tell. Oh, yes. The cold isn't such a bad thing now, is it? Do not worry, little one. I will put you to good use. Every inch of you. And if you do a good job for my dearest Carmelina, well, then I will let you find release. Oh, yes. Good, very good girl. Warm and wet for your mistress. I feel you squeezing around my fingers. Such a hungry little pussy. Now, if you want me to keep pleasuring you, if you want to earn your release, you have to help my friend achieve hers. And I, mine. Don't worry. I can tell that she's close.
Oh, just like that. Prego. Oh, mio Dio. Cazzo. Dio. Yes. Yes.
Good job, pet.
Oh, grazie, little one. Hey, I think perhaps I would like a taste now, Countess. If you are not averse to sharing.
Not at all. Come, human. Get up. I wish to lie in bed. Very good. Now come and drape yourself atop your mistress. Such soft lips here as well. So lovely. Show me how you pleased my friend, pet, and I will let her bring you to climax. Wouldn't that feel wonderful? Kiss my breasts. Oh, yes, so warm. Suck on my nipples like that. Swirl your tongue. Bite them. Oh, yes, good girl. Now down. Farther. To my sex. Oh, you jump. Does it feel good? My friend's tongue inside of you? I know it does. She is quite the skilled lover. Now why don't you show me why you deserve to come? Oh, yes. Oh, so good. So warm. Pull my lips into your mouth. Just like that. Oh, and your tongue into my pussy. Fuck me with your mouth, you good girl. Oh. Oh, God. Oh, now lick my clit. Oh, yes. And push your fingers inside of me. Oh. Oh, yeah. Oh, such a good girl. so good for me. Oh, keep going, human. Suck my clit. Flick it with your tongue. I know, it's hard to concentrate with my friend between your legs, but you need to keep going. Faster. Oh, yes. Fuck me faster. Swirl your tongue. Just like that. Hard. Oh, no, so. Oh. Keep going. Yeah. Like that. Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. You're going to make me come. Yes. Don't stop. As your mistress commands you. Oh, my pet. Your wriggling is so cute. Did that feel good, little one? Wonderful. You may lay down now, rest, and regain your strength. We're hardly finished playing.
She tasted so good, Countess. Thank you so much for sharing. Perhaps next time we bring out the ropes.
Whatever you desire, my friend.
Sei un mito.
Sei carinissima, Bella. Rest up, pet. The night is just beginning.